Praise the Lord, Church. Good morning. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm 119, verses 103 to verse 104. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path or every I hate every false way, the writer writes. Praise the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, for a child of God, the daily reading of the scriptures is the nourishment of the soul. Hallelujah. The Bible's value has been described in many ways as the traveler's map, as the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. Someone has offered this sage advice regarding the use of the Bible. Read it to be wise, believe it to be safe, and practice it to be holy. Read it slowly, frequently, and prayerfully. It is a mine of wealth, a paradise of glory, and a river of pleasure. Beautiful. And I like what Abraham Lincoln said. He said, "Read this book for whatever you can accept, and take the rest on faith. You will live and die a better man." Hallelujah. It's so important for us to meditate upon the Word of God. And as I mentioned to you, that we are called to read the Word. We are called to first hear the Word, then read the Word, then study the Word, then memorize the Word, and lastly is meditate upon the Word. For the Word of God to be assimilated in our system, in our mind. Our minds and our bodies will only get renewed through the Word of God. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life, Jesus said. So when Jesus speaks His Word and when we dwell in His Word, we obtain life and we become life givers, that the river of God will flow through us, reaching the unreached people, setting the captives free, healing the sick, preaching the good news to the poor, and doing good unto all mankind. So I would encourage you, Church, that today is the day that the Lord has made. Dedicate it, devote it in the presence of the Lord. Study the Word of God, and I promise you that your life will be refreshed, revived, restored, and rejuvenated in the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We humble ourselves before you. We acknowledge the lordship of Yeshua over our spirit, our soul, and our body. We pray, Lord God Almighty, that your name will be alone exalted and be glorified in our lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace. We lay down our crowns. We lay down everything before your presence, before your throne of grace, O God. And we say, Lord God Almighty, our spirit, our soul, and our body, we lay it down. And we say, Lord, have your way with us, in us, and through us. Change us and transform us. Abba, Father, I pray that you will bless us. Enlarge our territory, increase our borders, take away every pain from our midst, and bless us as Amazing Grace Church family. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your kindness. I thank you that every good and perfect gift that comes forth from you, O Lord God Almighty, you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are our God, our Lord, our Savior. Lord God Almighty, I thank you that the blessings of Abraham will be our portion. Lord, the covenantal blessings of Abraham will be our heritage in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your loving kindness and tender mercies. I thank you, Lord, for this 5th of April. I pray that, Lord, your grace and glory will abound upon your people as they have stepped out to their jobs and to their businesses in running the errands for the day. I release your anointing. I release your Holy Spirit. I release your power of the Holy Ghost to be their portion in the name of Jesus, O Father. You will bless them, O Father. Lead them and guide them by the power of the Spirit of God, that you will receive the preeminence and the glory. Abba Father, we thank you. Abba Father, we love you. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you and give you the praise, O God. You are an amazing God, a God who never fails, never changes. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I pray that you will establish a covenant with your people. And Lord, I thank you for the ones who are not keeping well in our midst. I speak healing and wholeness into their bodies. And Father, I thank you that you are a God of restoration. And Lord, you're a God of double portion, and you're a God of multiplied levels of blessings and anointings. And Lord, I thank you. I pray that your blessings will overtake your people, and you will be long exalted. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.